From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of December 13th, 2021. This revised episode from December 2015 is part of a series this year of winter-related episodes. This week, the sound of mallard ducks on a December day in Blacksburg, Virginia, is the call to explore the annual Christmas Bird Count, organized by the National Audubon Society. Since 1900, the Society has helped organize volunteers to hold local day-long bird counts between December 14th and January 5th. On any single day within that period, volunteer counters follow specific routes within a 15-mile diameter circle, counting every bird they see or hear. The count provides a snapshot both of the species encountered and of the numbers of individuals within each species. According to the Society, this effort is the longest-running community science bird project in the United States, and it actually takes place now in over 20 countries in the Western Hemisphere. The results of such a long-term inventory help show the status of bird populations and the impacts of changes in habitat, climate, and other environmental conditions. Of course, birds living around water and wetlands are part of the annual count. In fact, the Audubon Society's founding in the late 1800s was due largely to concerns over commercial use of plumes from egrets and other wading birds. So what kinds of water-related birds might Virginia Christmas bird counters find? Have a listen for about 20 seconds to this sample of four possible species. The bald eagle, belted kingfisher, ring-billed gull, and greater yellowlegs are among the many water-related birds that inhabit parts of Virginia during winter, including shorebirds, ducks, herons, and lots of others. Keeping track of these and other feathered Virginia winter residents is a holiday tradition for many Commonwealth citizens with patience, binoculars, and attentive eyes and ears. Thanks to Lang Elliott for permission to use the eagle, kingfisher, gull, and yellowleg sounds from the Stokes Field Guide to Bird Songs. Here's hoping that Virginia's Christmas bird counters find good variety and high numbers this year. We close with a U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service recording of another Virginia water-related winter resident, the common loon, a species that some diligent coastal Virginia counter might spot or hear on a winter day or night. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Ben Cosgrove for his version of Shenandoah to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.